Happy Thursday, 6 a.m., and welcome to Introduction to Meditation Boot Camp. This is David Sandercott. Everybody, take a deep breath in. Release and let go. Again, take a deep breath in. Squeeze your fingers and toes and release and let go. Let's just imagine letting go of anything else we're hanging on to that doesn't serve us, letting go of our troubles, worries, needs, our wants, concerns, desires. Let's just take another deep breath in and imagine now that we're dipping in to a warm, bubbling jacuzzi or hot mineral spring. And as you submerge yourself into the warm, bubbling water, you're effortlessly relaxed. Bring all your attention to the point between your eyebrows, your third eye. This is your homing beacon. You just come back to this point over and over again. There's no need to try and stop your mind or even really give your thoughts any attention. Just put all your attention at this point between your eyebrows. If you find your thoughts are sort of taking over, just bring your attention back to the point between your eyebrows and funnel your thoughts here. Take a deep breath in. And so the meditation boot camp is now a 12-month program that will go through three times the sort of the meditation boot camp, which was the self-realization course, the 12-week course on enlightenment. And I'm kind of just going to take you through the 12 weeks briefly right now so everybody can have an idea of what the course is about. And then when we're not studying the 12-week boot camp material, we're studying other what I call classic works from the Self-Awareness Institute. So it's all the most advanced meditation training that I have and that I can give in a class format. So take a deep breath in. Just sit back in the jacuzzi and enjoy yourself as we go through the 12 weeks of self-realization. The first week is the nature of yourself. That which is causing you to seek is that which you seek is causing you to seek. The moment of your realization is right now. The very fact that you're hearing this is evidence that you are awakening. You are awakening from a mental dream and remembering who you are and why you were born. The volition that brought you to be reading these words, the volition that brought you here to hear these words in this moment, is your spirit, which is an expression of your consciousness, and it has engaged your mind and senses to bring you to this point in the evolution of your consciousness, that you are now ready to fully awaken, enlighten your consciousness, and fully realize yourself. Take a moment to reflect on this and acknowledge the part of you that knows this is true. Let your mind retain this memory, this understanding of the important precept. That which you are seeking is causing you to seek. Get in touch with that part of yourself that wants to know, that senses there is something to fully awaken and realize, some mission or purpose that you have yet to fulfill. Take a deep breath in. Deep within you lies a latent memory of who you are, why you were born, and all your life experiences have prepared you for this moment. All the things that you've studied, all the learning and growing and evolving that you have done has brought you to this point where you are now fully ready to awaken. So take a deep breath in. So the first 4 weeks of the course, this is the first precept, and the first four is really building a foundational practice of who you are and building your daily meditation practice and coming to know the nature of your true self so you can abide in that nature. Take a deep breath in. And then precept two, the awesome Shakti, When the mind becomes still like a placid lake, it reflects back the nature of your own being. Because in this first part of it, right, we're coming to know who we are. We're coming to understand the truth. Life has been evolving on the planet for billions of years. Human beings have been evolving for millions of years. Within the last 200 years, we can clearly observe a significant shift occurring within the collective mind and awareness of humanity. The depth of knowledge of self-awareness are clearly evident in the arts, letters, and sciences. Within the last couple of decades, we have gathered a collective awareness of our own understanding of ourselves and ourselves. The notion of evolving or awakening consciousness is now prevalent within culture and society. It appears in books, magazines, and in the media. The consciousness of the planet is awakening. You are part of a relatively small but rapidly growing segment of the population that is awakening and bringing about this planetary shift. Hearing this precept is proof. Take a deep breath in and reflect upon that for a moment. The consciousness of the planet is awakening, and you are part of a small but rapidly growing segment of the population that is awakening and bringing about this planetary shift. And kind of we talked about yesterday how, you know, I quoted Margaret Mead saying that, never doubt that a group of dedicated, committed individuals can change the world. Indeed, it's all that ever has. You are that group, you know, you are the first ones that are adopting this awakening of consciousness, this lifestyle of awakening your consciousness, of coming to know who you are and why you were born so you can fulfill your life's purpose. And there is this life force current, this innate intelligence or Shakti, which is directing and guiding the movement and activities of all manifestations within the perceived universe. You personally don't make your own heart beat. You don't regenerate your cells, develop your brain, or direct all your intrinsic activities of your own mind and body. Your body and mind vehicle is imbued with instinctive organization intelligence that created you, sustains you, and guides you, and has been and is evolving you to your highest potential. Take a deep breath in and connect with this life force. Human beings are evolving a sixth sense, a sense of themselves that instinctively knows how to awaken latent memory of who you are and why you were born. The purpose of this course is to facilitate the natural evolution of your consciousness by tapping into your innate intelligence, your life force energy or spirit. And that is essentially the meditation practice. We connect with that which is causing our heart to beat. We connect with our spirit. We let that guide our meditation. We let that guide our life. We step out of our own way. We let the spirit use our mind-body vehicle as a pure vehicle for the love, light, and wisdom of the divine. Take a deep breath as we continue on our journey to the eternal quest to know thyself. Throughout recorded history, throughout the world, human beings have sought to know themselves, to know God, and to understand the relationship between themselves and God. All cultures show signs that they understood there to be some aspect of creation that created and sustained existence. We all know that there is something greater than our individual physical selves that makes our own life possible. Developing a relationship with the divine is a central theme in the development of all societies. Discovering purpose and meaning to this life experience is at the very core of our existence. Man and woman's internal quest is to discover who we are, why we were born, so that we may fulfill the purpose of our existence. Take a deep breath in and say yes to fulfilling the purpose of your existence. To know yourself, you only have to look, to ask yourself the question, who am I? This is the direct path to self-realization. The true self, your consciousness, is already realized, but your mind's attachment to what it thought it was obfuscates this reality. The only thing that stands in the way of us getting to know ourselves is our attachment to our old ideas, to the way that we think. Take a deep breath in. you know, I've been reading this word obfuscates for years now. You know, I've had to look it up several times. I mean, it just means getting in the way, you know, blocks the good that's trying to come through. And it's like I've been seeing it more, you know, not just reading it, but seeing how the mind obfuscates this reality to people. And so it's just take a deep breath in and don't let it happen. Just don't let your mind be so important. Know yourself, which is not your mind. Take a deep breath in. You're not your physical body. You're that which is causing your heart to beat. Take a deep breath in and connect. As we awaken your consciousness. Consciousness evolves as you become conscious of it. How conscious are you of your consciousness in this moment? You are either conscious or not, and who decides what state you're going to be in? The power in this moment is recognizing that you have a choice, what state you're going to be in. From this moment on, you can no longer be a victim of circumstances from your past or present. You have already evolved to the point where you have to take responsibility for your thoughts, words, and actions. You are the consciousness. And your body and mind are instruments for you to use to fulfill the purpose for which you incarnated. As you awaken, your mind lags behind your awareness, so you have to watch your mind. You have to consciously evolve your mind to be aware of what it is and who you are. It is time to take conscious control over your life by being conscious of your consciousness. Take a deep breath in and say yes to taking conscious control of your life by becoming more conscious of your consciousness. It's important to remember anytime that you're feeling anything other than happiness and peace, it's only serving as a reminder to get back in touch with yourself. Right? The first 4 weeks are all about coming to know ourselves, to knowing ourselves as the life force itself, to that which causes our heart to beat. Not our mental programming, not what we think about ourselves, not our personality, not our social economic situation. Take a deep breath in. Who decides what state you're going to be in? You do. How conscious are you of your consciousness? Precept 5. So when we get into 5 through 8, we're kind of laying the foundation. So we're coming to know ourselves in the first 4, and now we're sort of reprogramming our mind, because right, our mind falls behind our spirit. We need to reprogram the mind to remind it, you know, who we are, why we were born, and to fulfill our life's purpose. So understanding your mind, everything you experience is teaching you something about yourself. Human beings come into this world without an owner-user manual. And we have to make an effort to look, to find out who we are, how we function, and why we were created to begin with. The answer's already in your head. It only takes looking to see. Most people don't take the time to look, so they become a slave to their own programming and never wake up or optimize their life experience. You are not your mind. Your mind has been operating on its own for most of your life. So it takes some retraining to learn how to use it to its highest efficiency and purpose. As your mind is the source of your suffering and pain, it behooves you to learn to train it properly as the consciousness that you are. By understanding your mind, you are freed from it. Take a deep breath in and say yes to being free from your mind. Say yes to understanding your mind. Life is all a learning experience. Everything you experience is teaching you something about yourself. The mind makes a great servant, but a bad master. You must take conscious control of your mind to make the best use of it. It's not hard. It's as easy as hard as you make it. You only have to make a conscious effort. Take a deep breath in. From this point, inform your mind that you will be the master, and it will be an excellent servant, and it will think thoughts of peace, love, joy, and happiness, prosperity, and peace. Deep breath in. The enlightened self The true self is already realized. You couldn't be anything other than that which you already are. The self is to be realized, has only to be realized by your mind. Your true self, your consciousness, has never been anything other than what it is, and it has always been and will be that. Consciousness, regardless of whether the mind understands who you are or not. Take a deep breath in. So regardless of what you think of yourself, you are the love, you are the light, you are infinite, you are infallible, right? Your consciousness is already fully conscious. It's only your mind that has to catch up. It's the mind that causes suffering and pain. It's the misidentifying ourselves with being the dramas that are happening in our mind instead of remembering that we are the consciousness itself. Our reality is simply a reflection of our consciousness. And if we don't like what we see, we can rewrite the story. Take a deep breath in, because your consciousness is already fully conscious. It has nothing to attain or realize. The only reason you do not appear to be conscious already is that your mind's attention is fixated on an identity your mind created for you. The mind and body are only extensions of your consciousness, projections of your mind, a dream that only appears real. The key to self-realization is in realizing that you already are that which you are. Take a deep breath in. And by simply putting your attention on that which you are, instead of that which your mind wants to do and say, you will come to know yourself, to, you know, that degree, the degree you stay conscious of your consciousness. And that's where the power is in the present moment and being here now. Because the past is just a memory, the future, your imagination, and only the present moment is real. From the furthest reaches of the universe to the smallest components of your own being, a miraculous play is being conducted. All the movements of the heavenly spheres are being orchestrated in a very precise way. Order arises from what appears to be chaos. The creation of galaxies with their whirling cloud-like clusters of stars are deliberate manifestations of creation, each taking birth, each changing and evolving, each merging back from whence they came. Just like you, the star systems have life. Each is an expression of love. Love is the spirit that moves us, and the creation is an expression of love. The entire universe and all the life within it is an expression of God's love. You are an expression of God's love. To realize this expression of love within you is to realize yourself, your true nature. Take a deep breath in and realize this expression of love within yourself. You are the love. You are the light. You are the consciousness itself. Healing and evolving. Love is the reality of your true state of being. So take a deep breath in and let's say yes to love being the reality of our true state of being. Connect with that love now. Open your heart a little bit more to receive. Our natural state of being is in perfect harmony with the universal expression of being. Your consciousness is perfectly clear. Who you innately are is already at peace. Love is your abiding nature, and your purpose in life is already laid out. When your awareness is aligned with your true self and your body and mind are in sync with your spirit and the innate intelligence directing and guiding the evolution of your consciousness, then there is harmony within the whole of your being. When your awareness is focused on mental patterns or attachments, discord arises. You are either conscious or not. Who decides what state you're going to be in? To remain conscious, you must remain conscious of being conscious. Take a deep breath in. Love is your abiding nature. Connect with that. And after 5 through 8, we sort of move into where, you know, it gets fun and exciting. I mean, they're all fun and exciting, but we really get to get into a heart space, to really get into opening our hearts, because really the heart of the practice is in the heart. really all about the love that we feel, the love that we have to give, and the love that we give. Discovering ecstasy. God is love. All human beings are innately striving for the same thing. All our desires are innately related to one underlying desire. All the money, power, fame is meaningless without it. All our faith, hope, and dreams are based on finding it. All the religion, spiritual path, and philosophies are in response to humanity's search for it. All the prophets, gurus, saviors, and saints taught it. We are all ultimately on the same path. We have the same need and desire, the same purpose, and are searching for the same thing. You have been searching for it your whole life and may not even be conscious of it. What you are searching for gives meaning to your life. If you're being guided to find it, it's calling you right now. It's right here waiting for you to pay attention. Its discovery lies at the very purpose of your existence. It's what makes the world go around. It's all about love. Take a deep breath. All about love. God is love. God is more than can explain in words. But when we as humans connect with God, we feel love. Love is an expression of the divine presence. When you feel love, you are feeling spirit flowing through you. Take a deep breath in and feel the love that's available to you right now. Most people ignore this love that's already within them. And they search desperately to find it outside of themselves. They settle for experiencing love flowing through others, through acts, through external sources, and never really feel love completely and unconditionally. As of today, this is going to change. Starting now, we are going to go directly to the source of love itself and develop the mind and body to be a conduit or channel for this love awareness. Take a deep breath in. Be the love that you are. Inhale and feel the grace of God entering into your heart. Exhale and let go of whatever is keeping you from knowing yourself, from knowing the love available to you in this moment. Number 10 is receiving grace. My Father and I are one. The bliss of your own true nature is beyond words. The love is indescribable, and the reality of your own being is incomprehensible. You have already discovered the divine presence within you through your meditation and are beginning to realize it as your own. Like the sand shifting from one side of an hourglass to another, your awareness has been shifting from that of being a person trying to find yourself and God to one of being the consciousness that you are and helping your mind assimilate this reality. You have one foot in the door to enlightenment, and that door is opening. The opportunity of a lifetime is at your feet in this moment. Give yourself to that which you are. Realize that you are this that observes that, whatever that might be. Realize you are that which observes this. You are this. Take a deep breath in. The consciousness itself. The great paradox to enlightenment is that it completely surrendering your effort, you enlighten. All the mental dialogue that says you need to change something about yourself, all those feelings and fears that creep up as you awaken, they are pointless. So just don't give them your attention any longer. Keep your attention on the light. Keep your attention on the love that you are. Take a deep breath in. Stop responding to your mind's comments from the sidelines. Ignore them, and gradually they will stop interrupting you. Surrender your resistance, and there no longer will be any. Stay in the heart. Take a deep breath in. Your life purpose. All saints serve selflessly. It has always been my tool or my North Star to guide myself when questioning maybe my guru or other teachers, or maybe questioning what I'm reading, is that I just always ask myself, of who are the greatest influences for the people that I can model myself after. And I think about my guru, I think about Jesus, I think about Buddha, I think of all the great saints and sages and avatars and gurus that have come to this planet for the sole purpose of creating peace on Earth. And I think about how they lived their life and what they did. And all saints serve selflessly. You were born explicitly to further grow the underlying consciousness that creates, sustains, and evolves our collective existence. You are an extension of that creative, co-creative, and pro-creative process. You are that creative expression in action. Your body and mind are vehicles for that love. And your purpose for being on this planet is to help awaken the consciousness of the planet so we can all live together in happiness and peace. This is why our spirit brought us together and why you're compelled to take this course, to be here this morning. You were born to fully awaken, fully enlighten your consciousness, and to manifest the love and awareness that has now permeated you, your being, into the world around you. This is understood at the core of your being. All the enlightened masters, all the swamis, saints, saviors, prophets, and avatars have one thing in common. They all serve selflessly. Those whose consciousness has awakened became exalted vehicles or channels for compassion. This is a sign to know if someone has realized God. They serve selflessly, and they serve God by serving humanity. We are all here to help elevate the consciousness of the planet. Until you are involved in this process, you will not be fulfilled. Take a deep breath in. All saints serve selflessly. They all come to alleviate the consciousness of the planet. And until you're involved in this process, you will not be fulfilled. Take a deep breath in. Right? You're here to remember who you are, why you were born, and to fulfill your life's purpose. What could be more fulfilling than fulfilling your life's purpose for the reason that you incarnated into this form? Now, it's not random. Take a deep breath in. Fulfillment. Your revelation is the revelation. The truth cannot be spoken or written. It lies beyond conception or perception. Any statement of it is negation. Only silence speaks of truth. The deepest teachings are in silence. When we speak of I am, we are only pointing the direction to put your awareness. When we speak of being the consciousness, it is only referencing what the mind can relate to. The love that you feel and the bliss that your mind experiences are only how your mind and body relate to that which you are. Once you put a name to it, you distinguish it from something else. To differentiate is to separate, and the true nature of yourself is non-differentiated. God is omnipresent by definition, non-dualistic by nature. There is no place that God is not present. God is the present. And you are not separate from that presence. More, however, your presence is not limited to the body reading this or the body that is hearing this. Your essence is omnipresence as well. And this awareness, nothing is differentiated. That which you are lies beyond the concept of the mind. Use your mind to transcend the mind and be as you are. Take a deep breath in. You're in the midst of a revelation, and you are discovering your internal presence, the interconnected wholeness of your own being. The shift is occurring. Your awareness is expanding. Your consciousness is awakening. Your realization is becoming apparent. Take a deep breath in. Say yes, yes, yes. Let's just take a moment now to bring up our hands and connect spiritually, connect with some love. So we're just bringing up our hands as if we're hanging out in the warm, bubbling jacuzzi of consciousness. I mean, this is another important aspect of the course is that we're going to share love. It's like coming to the love gym and getting pumped up. And so all your attention is on the tips of your fingers and palms of your hands, or sort of taunt, maybe like you're palming a grapefruit. And just imagine I'm there and I'm sending love, like sparkling light, like sparkling glitter, love and light, just showering it over your body and into your hands. And your heart is open, and the more open you are to receive, the more you'll receive. You'll begin to feel maybe a tingling in the tips of your fingers and palms of your hands. I'm sending love to you now. And as you breathe this love in, you're exuding this love out. And you can share this love with me and with others on the call. We have people in Pennsylvania and all throughout California on the call. Take a deep breath in. And now imagine balls of love and light forming in the palms of your hand as the energy builds. And as you take a deep breath in, draw that love and light down your arms, through your shoulders, into your physical heart, expanding your physical heart with love and light. Exhale and exude it out from every cell in your being. And again, be gluttonous. More love, more light. Draw it down your arms, into your heart, increasing your ability to give and receive love with every breath you take. Exhale and exude it out beyond your physical body. And again, breathe in. More love, more light. Expanding your physical heart 5 inches. Yes, yes, I'm open to receive. Exhale and exude it out. So you're enshrouded in a cocoon of golden white light. Feel your fingertips. Feel the energy growing. Feel your magnetism growing. As the more open you are to receive, the more you'll receive. You can bring your hands down, and you can keep filling your heart with love and exuding it out of you with every breath you take. You know, as you go through the self-realization course, you'll more and more, you know, get pumped up on love. Like every week, you'll get pumped up to like a new level, and you'll become a greater vehicle, an expression of love in your own life. The simplest way that I can explain or make sense of the teaching, or of how to bring this love into the planet, or how to create peace on Earth, is that you're becoming a vehicle for love, a love generator, per se. It's like with each breath you take in, you're breathing in more love into your heart. You're expanding your capacity to love, you know, expanding your capacity to be compassionate, to be patient, to be forgiving, to love. And as you exhale, you're exuding that greater love out of you, right? It's literally like you're getting pumped up. Like when you go to the gym and you work out, and that stresses your muscle, and then you feed your muscle and it grows. Well, it's the same thing. You know, the teacher, the class, the teaching is there to stretch you, to make you feel uncomfortable, to get you out of your comfort zone. And if you're willing to move out of your comfort zone to get uncomfortable, because that's where growth happens, right? Not where you're comfortable, but only when you get uncomfortable. And to put that trust in love and into God, and to get out of your own way. And see, there's nothing you have to do. And in fact, everything that you do is really only preventing you from being that which you are, for fulfilling your life's purpose. Take a deep breath in. Like that's the deeper understanding of the prayer that I, you know, repeat a lot and say to myself every morning at least once in my meditation, every day at least once. And, you know, dear Lord, please make me a pure vehicle for your love, light, and wisdom. Use this mind-body vehicle as a pure vehicle for your love, light, and wisdom. Think through me, speak through me, act through me, work through me. I don't want to have thoughts of my own. I want to be used as a pure vehicle for the love, light, and wisdom of the divine. My only desire is to serve thee. And there's like a sense of humility in there. That's hard to do for some people, to say my mind's not important. What my mind, and then what does that even mean to let God think through me? Well, you know innately. I don't know how to even explain it, and you already innately know what I'm talking about. So take a deep breath in. And just connect with that part of yourself that knows, that innate intelligence, the Shakti within you that is you, the guiding intelligence that guided you here today to hear these words, and it's guiding me to speak them. Every time you have an opportunity to meet somebody, you have an opportunity to learn something, to learn, grow, and evolve. Everything that you're experiencing is teaching you something about yourself. And the more conscious we stay of our conscious, the more conscious we are of these lessons, and the faster that we can learn, grow, and evolve. And that's what this teaching is. It's the teaching of self-realization, the direct path to self-realization. You know, Kundalini meditation. We're raising the serpents coiled at the base of your spine. You know, by raising those serpents, they will pierce through your samsaras. They will pierce through your bullshit, through whatever's stopping you from realizing your true self. And then it will bring those things to the surface. Now, you can choose to view those things as suffering and pain, or you can simply see them for what they are, old programming, and choose to reprogram them and burn through them. The point is, you're going to deal with it now, and then you don't have to deal with it anymore. So just take it on. Just make self-mastery your first goal. Make self-realization the first goal, and then all things are possible. This is the only training I know that that exists, that I've found in self-realization. I'm sure there's others out there. This is the most lucid, most English written course I've ever found in it. So take a deep breath in. You know, excluding, of course, it being taught from Stephen, from the guru. An unenlightened person can't actually, you know, like myself, I can't actually teach you how to become enlightened. I can, I guess, guide you to the degree that I've been enlightened. But it's the teaching itself. And your true self already is enlightened. How can you be anything other than that which you are? Let's just breathe in and connect with that. Connect with that fulfillment, that the revelation is the revelation. Bring up your right hand this time, just your right hand, your catcher's mitt of love. And so it's just opening up this hand. It's just like I'm sending love. This is like a catcher's mitt or single satellite tuning in to all that love that's available to you right now, and galvanize your attention at the tip of your middle finger of your right hand. Let all the energy build there, almost like E.T. when he wants to go home. His finger lights up. It's like just imagine all the energy building there, and light is starting to glow at the tip of your middle finger. The atmosphere around you is purified and blessed by the divine. May the divine energy descend upon you like pixie dust from heaven. You are purified and blessed. Go ahead and you'll bring your middle finger over to the point between your eyebrows and give yourself a touch there. You're protected and guided by the divine in all your activities, day and night, in all places. Om. Let the energy build there. Maybe give it a tap or two. Just move your finger back a couple inches, making clockwise circles. See if you can feel the spongy feeling between your finger and your forehead. Just tune into that feeling. Just merge with the feeling. If you find your mind wandering, simply bring your attention back to the point between your eyebrows and open your heart to receive more love. Bring your hands down on your lap if you haven't already as we sit in silence. Keep all your attention at the point between your eyebrows. Breathe love into your heart. Deep breath in. Let's just take a moment to imagine our enlightened selves. Imagine, you know, what are we creating? See what you're creating. See it completed. See your enlightened self. See the world living in peace. See the prosperity and joy and love that you've created all around you. You know, make enlightenment your first goal. Make self-realization the first task, and all things are possible. Your mind will do all kinds of crazy things to distract you. Just bring your attention back to the love, back to the desire to end your suffering and pain and to live with enduring happiness and peace. Your true self is already realized. Your true self doesn't experience suffering and pain. We just have to learn to let go of all the things that we think we need. Those are the things that are keeping us from experiencing the unimaginable bliss and joy that is available to us in each moment. Take a deep breath in. See your enlightened self. See yourself bringing peace and joy with you everywhere you go. See yourself as a vehicle of unconditional love. You are forever growing healthier, becoming a more honest, truthful, I don't know, better person. I don't know. We're all great people, so that's not the world. But you just see the world around you becoming better because of your actions and your choices and because you're being the example, because you're leading the way, because you're a part of a small group that is the head of the bell curve of awakening the consciousness of the planet. So together, we can all live in happiness and peace. May the whole world live in peace. May you enjoy long life, good health, prosperity, happiness, and peace. Clap our hands together, rub them vigorously, creating heat and friction, and go ahead and palm our eyes. Breathe that energy in. It feels good. We can just slowly breathe our eyes open. There's no hurry to jump back into your mind. It's sort of just stay in the meditative state. Notice how you feel. And we'll do I'm going to turn off the recording and we'll just have some questions. And if you want to join the course, just get in touch with me. You know, David Sandercott, 310-663-9879. Send me a message. The course is starting soon.